Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and it's time for another STEM information podcast. That's what we call our SIPs here at Technology Espresso. I want to talk about, we are running a survey on our social media and reaching out to our group of software developers and technologists and those in the whole computer industry around a topic related to the methodology called Agile. And those of you in the industry, Agile, you're hearing it all the time. It's the latest and greatest buzzword. And it's really an amalgamation of a lot of different methodologies over the years. But people are picking and choosing some of the best of other methodologies and incorporating it into what we call Agile to streamline how we approach software development. Well, very early on when Agile was introduced, a new word came along with it. It's called co-located. And co-located is just a nice, new, shiny phrase for saying having everybody located in the same place at the same time. And some of us might argue co-located stands alone outside of Agile. If everyone in Waterfall was co-located, it definitely changes the dynamic and potentially even the success of a project. Well, let's talk about that, because the reality is, at the same time this idea of being co-located was being introduced, the idea of everybody working remote, working from home, and even outsourcing and offshore, and something, the term right sizing came in, as well as finding the best talent no matter where they were located. So if your company is located in downtown Atlanta and you need a specialist in security, and the best specialist in security is a million miles away, and you can afford to hire them, why not get the best? Why not just limit yourself to the resource pool that's in your backyard? So, pulling all the interesting thing is that these two different phenomena are going on in parallel, and they're actually saying different things. One's saying we all need to be in the same place at the same time, same time zone, you know, talking, discussing, face-to-face, less documentation. The other one went the total opposite different direction and said, hey, it doesn't matter where you are. If you can get the job done, if you're a specialist, you're part of our team. So that is why we wanted to make that a topic of our upcoming Ask the Analyst series that Cooper Smith, B2T Training, and I do in our role as business analysts, because business analysts are often the people that are helping to facilitate communications of the team. So sometimes our challenges is when you have a co-located team and or when you have remote resources, trying to make them feel like a co-located team. How do you do it? Is it possible? Can it be successful? And a lot of you know I teach Agile boot camps, and it never fails that I get this in the form of a question, but I should really say I get it in the form of an attitude, which everyone says, it's never going to work. You're never going to be able to be successful at Agile if you're not co-located. We're not co-located. So immediately they put up their blockers and their attitude that, hey, Agile will never work at our company. And I completely, I'm not going to give away my answer. That's my little teaser there. You'll have to find out what Coop and I think about that this Thursday. So just two more days, because we're still running our survey. If you follow us on social media, you can vote on social media and then join us this Thursday at 12 noon. If you can't join us, send me an email and I'll read your comments, your inputs. I want to hear from people who have Agile teams, whether they're co-located or not, and tell me if they're successful or how you've made them successful. How have you been the change agent, and or what has your company done to tackle this issue? So I'm so excited about it. It's a great topic, and we want to hear from as many different people who are working out there. And maybe you can change my mind between now and Thursday. So send me that information at technologyexpresso@gmail.com. And you can also write me at Jacqueline@b2ttraining.com. And or you can write Coop, K-U-P-E, at b2ttraining.com. We want to hear from you. We want to get your thoughts, and looking forward to Thursday. Our Thursday podcast will be again at 12 noon, and we hope that you will dial in like you did today, or click on the link that we share. You can go through our Technology Expresso at Gmail, our technologyexpresso.com website or .net website. And get to the links that will take you to the radio show online. So either way that you're listening to us, you know, and share with your colleagues. Get a conference room and sit around and be a part of this conversation. And some of the tips that we might share with you, you all can incorporate them and give us feedback. So that's what we're here for. B2T Training, as you know, great sponsor of Technology Expresso. They are an organization that helps companies solve problems and improve their whole software development, especially those specializing in Agile. So get in touch with us. And thank you for stopping by today for today's mini sip. This is one of our quick sips. And visit our archives, because we have our mini or miniature sips. We have our big sips. We have our extra large sips. You can decide if you got 10 minutes to spare, 30 minutes, or if you got an hour. So please continue to visit our archives and share with us if you have a topic you'd like us to cover. Bye for now.
You have been listening to Technology Expresso Cafe Radio. For a full list of our broadcast archives, social media handles, contact information, and upcoming shows, visit our website portal at www.technologyexpresso.com.net and .org. Call our event hotline 855-484-6837 for a list of STEM-related events in various states across the country. That's 855-484-6837. Your feedback is important to us. Send us an email through our website or directly to technologyexpresso@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to listen, learn, leverage, launch.